How you doing? Hey guys, how you doing? I know we got some rain out there. Hopefully you didn't get rained on too long waiting out there. Good week. We're getting prepared for the Cleveland Browns, a good football team in their own right. I know Bill just talked about their defense, and their offense is one that has some talented pieces. A little bit mixed up right now in terms of the new quarterback, new running back, some different pieces. But you know what? It's the NFL, and I think everybody has to adjust at some point in some phase, one or another. It just happens to be this week. They have a lot of adjusting to do. But again, it's the National Football League. We don't take that lightly. We don't think that it'll be a downer. They're professionals. They'll come out. They'll play well. I think everyone has guys that are prideful and guys that are professional, and we expect nothing but their best this weekend at home at our field, that which we're looking forward to being home. You know, the last 2 weeks we're away, and I don't think anybody's had two away ball games starting off, so it'll be good to be at home.
What does that throw you for a loop then, just all these changes last minute and your preparation?
It is tough. It's tough, but preparing for a team, knowing what they have, is tough also. So the coaches are good about doing the research, seeing what guys can do. It's a Chudzinski, it's a North Turner type of offense. So they do have some characteristics that they've shown in the past. So we'll look to see what they've done in the past and look at the guys and kind of see what their best attributes are and try to anticipate what they'll do. But the number one thing is that we want to make sure we take care of ourselves and that we can, again, get lined up, run, hit, and improve.
So you really look at them from a scheme standpoint more so than personnel, then?
We do. We do. At this point, yes.
Did you have to talk to the players, though, about, hey, let's not just think this is going to be a pushover type of game?
No. Just that, no. They know. They know. I think our guys are, and not think, I know our guys are mature enough and professional enough to not fall in the trap that maybe my boys at home think that it's a, looking at fantasy football, think that, oh, Dad, you got them. But no, our guys are brighter and smarter than that.
Can you think of any other times in your career you prepared for a team that trades their halfback in the middle of the week, the same day they make a third string quarterback the starter?
Not at all. In my short 10, 11 years in the NFL, I can't. I can't.
Do you think they'll be a little bit try to readjust, or do you think they're going to be desperate and playing hard?
No, not desperate. It's I don't think there's a desperation sense at week three of the season. But I do know that they'll still follow the scheme of the offensive coordinator of North Turner. He has a scheme, and he's just going to fit the pieces in there. And they still have good players. They have good receivers. The quarterback performed well last year when he was in a starting role. He gets the ball out quickly. He's poised in the pocket. So the scheme is still what we have to defend.
Josh Gordon, give him?
He gives them a big athletic target for the quarterback to throw to. So I know they're looking forward to getting him back on the football field. He's been productive for him in the past, and so it's another big receiver that we have to defend.
How do you assess how your linebackers have played through 2 weeks?
Solid. Room for improvement. And that, I think that's our whole defense, coordinator included, every place along the line we have room for improvement. When you're, 0-2 or 2-0, I don't think you're playing your best football in September, and that's a good and bad thing. We want to play better. We want to execute better. But we want to be playing our very best football and being healthy in December when you're making that stretch run for the playoffs. So we have a lot of work to do, a lot of improvement to do.
Does it seem like Chad's been trying to compensate for maybe Aaron since he's new in the middle?
Yeah, I read that. You know what? I'm not so sure I buy that. I think Chad that's the type of guy he is, not compensating for Aaron. I don't think that has anything to do with it. Chad is a guy that just, he works hard. He plays hard. He Sometimes he may outthink himself because he wants to be so good and he wants to work at his craft. So I would attribute more to that than to maybe making up for Aaron. Aaron does a good job and all by himself. So Chad sometimes tries to do too much. But you know what? I'd rather have that than have a guy that is not doing anything at all.
How much you've defended coach defenses in a lot of different stadiums? What's unique to the Metrodome?
I'm sorry.
What's unique to the Metrodome in terms of what it brings to you?
It's loud. I remember coming here when I coached for the Colts, and I just remember it being such a loud stadium, and you could hardly hear or feel yourself thinking there. And so it gives us, I think, a home field advantage when an offense comes in here and our guys can get off the football. And it's a fast turf. The turf is, I know it's different from then, but our guys love to be on the turf. We think it's an advantage for us. We're built that way because we are fast. We are a physical team. And the guys just love playing in front of our home field fans. They are excellent at home. We think they give us an advantage in a big way.
How much of an impact did Kevin have being back in there?
Just great to see him in uniform being back. He's a guy that I said before that he hadn't seen any offenses won't give him anything new. The schemes, he's seen them, the blocking schemes, he's seen them before, the situations, which this league is, the situational football league, he's been in before. So he brings a calming presence to the group when maybe the situation is not so calming. So it's good to have him back. He played well. And I'm looking forward to him picking up some more reps this week.
Going over the film of that last drive, particularly the last touchdown against Chicago, did you pick up things from that that'll help you kind of adjust going forward if you're in that situation?
Yeah, always. You look at the situation and you want to be better, especially when you didn't execute well and we didn't. And you always, in win or lose, you always want to make sure that you look at the situation. You assess it and say, these are things I can take away to do the same and say, you know what, we did this well, let's continue doing it, or we didn't execute and find out why and make sure you can be better the next situation.
What stood out to you on that final play about what kind of went wrong on the coverage?
We didn't execute. So without going into a whole bunch of details and give away our competitive advantage there, but just, just not executing, not being in the right places and, of course, giving up a touchdown in that situation, which you don't want to do. At the end of halves and at the end of ball games, when you give up touchdowns, they're tough to overcome.
Was that touchdown or a couple plays earlier, Martellus Bennett going across for 23?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like there was some confusion between the players. Were some of them playing one defense and others another, and not everybody on the same page?
No, guys were playing the same defense, just not executing within the defense. So when you don't do that, no matter where it is, front, back end, in the middle, it's tough to be successful in the NFL when you're not executing the defense. So that's when you see breakdowns. When you see breakdowns in the defense and yards being picked up, which you don't want to see.
What was your take on Les coming out and saying that he needed to manage the game better at the end?
Yeah. Just that at the end of the ball game, it's one that you don't want to lose. And you mentioned it before, what do you take out of that? And you take out of that that our coach wants to be better. He wants us to be better. And so he's in that sense, he just wants to make sure that he improves as a coach and helping me as a coordinator in terms of input. So and you know, he does that every week. He comes back and says, you know, what can we do better? How can we improve? And that was him just saying, hey, I have to improve this week, and we will.
What is the typical in-game communication between coordinator and coach? How much input does he have?
Mm-hmm.
Is he suggesting, or is he strongly suggesting?
Always suggesting. And last year, suggesting, and sometimes it's strongly suggesting, like you put it. And that's fine. Leslie has a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience playing and coaching. So when the head coach strongly suggests, and the neat thing is that Leslie's given me the flexibility to when he suggests to it's a suggestion, when he strongly suggests, it's maybe not a suggestion, and go with it. And we've worked together before, so I know when he wants to make a call, hey, we make it. And it was successful last year, and it'll be successful again this year. And we work well together there. And you know, he does that with the offense and the special teams as well. And I think every coach in the NFL does it the same way.
What was his involvement in that last drive? I mean, was there even time for him to sort of throw suggestions your way, or are things so hectic in that?
The thing that we do is we talk about things before the situation comes, because we knew we'd be in those situations or that situation before it happened. We knew it was kind of a two-minute mode. They needed to score. We always discuss those situations, and he says ahead of time, hey, Alan, look for this. Let's think about this, or I want to do this. And that's what he did ahead of time, but before they even kicked off.
Did you address with the players, some of them, you know, questioning the call?
No, not at all. They, the guys know that here the way we operate, and probably the way the whole NFL operates, is that players play, coaches, and when they suggest things before the ball game or during practice, hey, coach, why are we doing this? Or do you, have you thought about this? And works well for us. And but no, didn't get any fallback from the end of the ball game. We all know that we have to be better in those situations and not let a team drive down the field and score.
Do you think any of the veterans talk to some of the guys about that? Hey, let's make sure we're all on the same page.
No, they – Our guys are great about that. I think I said it after the ball game that's why Leslie brought great character guys in here, that everybody can say afterwards, 2020, you should have, you could have done that. But our guys aren't like that. They take it on their shoulders, and then they say, hey, coach, we know that we need to execute better. We need to tackle better. Maybe not put ourselves even in that situation within the ball game so we won't be there. So that's the one neat thing about our guys, or good thing about our guys, is the character that they have within each guy that we bring in.
Last one.
Appreciate it, guys. You're welcome.